This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. An internet security watchdog group called Citizen Lab said on Monday a cyber surveillance company based in Israel developed a tool to break into Apple iPhones with a never-before-seen technique. It said the technique has been in use since February. The discovery is important because of the critical nature of the vulnerability. Citizen Lab says it requires no user interaction and affects all versions of Apple's operating systems, except for those updated Monday. The vulnerability developed by the Israeli firm named NSO defeats security systems designed by Apple in recent years. Apple confirmed Citizen Lab's finding and said it fixed the vulnerability in Monday's software update. In a statement to Reuters, NSO did not confirm or deny that it was behind the technique. Citizen Lab said it found the malware on the phone of an unnamed Saudi activist and said the phone had been infected with spyware in February. It's unknown how many other users may have been infected. U.S. President Joe Biden will host a first in-person summit of leaders of the so-called Quad countries, Australia, India, Japan, and the United States, later this month. The leaders of those countries will discuss cooperation to push back against China's growing assertiveness. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement that the summit will be held in Washington on September 24th. The leaders will be in the United States for the United Nations General Assembly in New York. President Biden is set to address that gathering on September 21st. This will be the first time the Quad members have met face-to-face, although they held a virtual meeting in March to discuss COVID-19 vaccines and climate change. China was also on the agenda in that meeting. This is VOA News.